Gentleness is a fruit of the Spirit that can also be interpreted harmlessness. It is very interesting how it can be used in different contexts. Sometimes it's translated good, kind, gentle. I think we get the idea of what that word means. It means being an easy person to get along with, someone who's kind to others. That is such a rare quality in our day, kindness, harmlessness. It seems like so many people in this day want to be dangerous. They don't want to be a harmless individual. I think it goes right along with the fruit of love. It must hang right there together on that tree of fruitfulness. Kindness goes next to love. Harmlessness goes next to love. I think that's the first attribute of loving your neighbor as yourself. That is to be harmless. Oath that doctors take is to, first of all, do no harm. To be harmless, gentle. I think some of the most impressive people that I have ever known as Christians, men who were extremely strong, a few even frightening looking if you didn't really know them because they were so massive. I can think of one whose hands were so large they would just swallow up your own hand, and he was very big and very strong. His whole demeanor was different than his appearance, but he was a very gentle person, a very harmless person, even though he had great strength. God can make anyone into a gentle person, into a person who is harmless. I want to be a harmless person. It's the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I pray that you would make me a harmless individual, not one that is weak, but one that is kind and gentle with all people. This is something that's somewhat opposite to my nature, Lord. I pray that you would give me this quality of gentleness. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.